Good evening. You're listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Assemblage 23 with Collapse. I think last show, a couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that there was a new CD out, and that's from it. That's from Compass. So good stuff to get loads of new stuff from Tom Shear. It's been a bit of a wait, but, you know, it's good to wait for these kind of things. Anyway, this is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic and alternative, and stuff that kind of fits into that genre or vaguely surrounds the edge of it. And later on the show, I'll be bringing you stuff like, more tunes, and a mixture of, there'll be a rundown of gigs and clubs in the local area and things like that. You know, new releases, all that kind of stuff. But that's later on in the show. Now, one gig club thing I kind of didn't mention last show was because I didn't know about it, but it was a shame because I found out about it at the last minute, and it happened last weekend here in Bradford. We had the Skeletal Family, Anne-Marie Hurst, basically doing Skeletal Family and Ghost Dance stuff at the Gasworks in Bradford. So it was a great little gig. It was great to get along there, and there was a massive crowd, even considering that it was Whitby Goth weekend that weekend. So probably a lot of the fans would have been to that gig were away at the seaside. So it was fantastic stuff, and it was just a shame I couldn't mention that in advance, or didn't know about it in enough time to mention it in advance, which was a shame. But it's kind of inspired me to play this tonight. Here's Promised Land.
Treat me like a bloody scum. I only want you.
Well, you heard their Zeitgeist Zero with Party for One from Dead to the World. That's a lovely bouncy track from them. Before that, we had Rhombus with You Only Want Me When You're Drunk from Remembrance Day. I believe they're working on lots of new material as at the moment. And before that, we had Skilled Family with Promised Land from basically forever ago. Great old stuff from them, inspired by the fact that Anne-Marie Hurst played Bradford at the weekend and did a storming gig. Great stuff from them. And there's a kind of connection with those last two bands, at least. I'm not completely sure about Skelter Family. I know that Anne-Marie Hurst is based in Yorkshire at the moment. I don't know if that's always been the case. But certainly Zeitgeist Zero and Rhombus are both Yorkshire bands, so I did a bit of a little bit of a local segue there. People based around here making some great music. Right, I've got some more some details of stuff to plug and gigs and events and stuff like that, but I'm going to leave that for a while. I'm going to carry on with, well, this track is one of those tracks you can only play at certain times of the year, and technically it's past Halloween now, so it's probably a bit wrong to play it, but to be honest, I'm not going to get a chance to play it again for pretty much the whole of the year. So this is the Zombie Girl Halloween track from the Halloween EP.
You'll never win. Scream.
You are still listening to DAC Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Clairvoyant with Painted Gold from their recently released album Luster. The first stuff from them in a while, I believe. All good stuff as well, if you're a fan. And before that, we had Zombie Girl with Halloween from the Halloween EP. Definitely one of those tracks that just you can't really plough out at any other time of the year. And technically, it's past Halloween, but, you know, whatever, I shall use the opportunity. It's near enough. So that's all good. Right, now time to run down the gigs, clubs and stuff like that going on in the local area, the events guide, really. First of all, it's worth mentioning that our weekly goth night here in Bradford, Bad Moon Rising, at the Manville Arms, has unfortunately lost its venue. There's been some problems with the Manville Arms. I believe the venue is changing hands or management ship or something like that. Not quite sure on the exact details. All I know is, unfortunately, there is no more Bad Moon Rising at that venue, unfortunately. It will be coming back at another venue, hopefully. That's the plan. We just don't have any details yet. Along with the Bad Moon Rising live gigs as well, I believe they're hoping to transfer them to a new venue, and I'll let you know as soon as I get any confirmed details. There's a few ideas bouncing around at the moment, so there's plans in motion. The guys who run it are all very good at keeping this kind of stuff going, but they just don't want to announce anything until everything's completely certain. It is also worth mentioning that the weekly night, the other weekly night I'm aware of in Leeds, Black Sheep, is still going strong. That's running from 7pm to 11pm every Sunday, free entry, and that's at the Subculture in Leeds. What else have we got going on there? There's a few things. Hopefully I'll get everything. We have Cyberside and Volatile Gentleman playing the Subculture in Leeds. That's on Friday the 6th of November, and that's part of the Friday Flock Live thing. Bands are from 8pm till 10pm and from 10pm till 2pm, well, 2am-ish, there's the club night, the Friday Flock club night. I believe tickets to see the bands are £4 in advance, and more information about that can be found at fridayflock.net. The usual Friday Flock fun, I believe. It's worth mentioning on, Saturday and Sunday, the 7th and 8th of November, there is some stuff at Leeds Film Festival that might be worth seeing. If you're a fan of Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, or Nick Cave in general, there is a Nick Cave documentary being shown as part of the Leeds Film Festival. Now, this has got two showings, one at 8.30 on the 7th of November at the Howard Assembly Rooms in Leeds, and one on the 8th of November at 7pm. At the Seven Art Space in Chapel Allerton. I believe the first one costs £6.50 to get in, and the second one costs £5 to get in. More information about the various films that are showing as part of the Leeds Film Festival and that one in general, that one in particular, can be found at leedsfilm.com. What else have we got going on in Yorkshire? We've got on Saturday the 14th of November, Darklands at the Junction in York. That runs from 7pm till midnight, and it is £3 on the door. More details about that one can be found at myspace.com/darklands_UK. Oh, we've also got the Amalgamation Festival coming up on us. This was announced quite a while ago. I believe there's been one band change due to one band having to pull out. But the details are, well, it runs on Friday the 20th and Saturday the 21st. The Friday is at Joseph's Well in Leeds. The bands playing are Action Direct, Imprint and Death by Electro Giants. And on Saturday, there is Attrition, Skinflick, Zyclogen, Systemic, Flesh Eating Foundation, Digicore, The Ladder and Meccano Set. More information about that two-day festival can be found at amalgamation.org.uk. Also on Saturday the 21st of November is the Wendy House at Leeds Uni Student Union. That runs from 9pm till 2:30am. Two rooms, the big main room of goth, cheese, rock, a bit of alternative, bit of everything going on in there, and the side room with Mutating, that's much more electronic, hard dance, industrial stuff. That is £5 on the door, and more information can be found at wendyhouse.org. Live gigs. I've discovered that the Cruise Shadows are playing on Sunday the 29th. This is has got support from Aria and local band Zeitgeist Zero, and that's at the Cockpit in Leeds. The tickets are about £10 or £11. I believe I've seen them listed as £10 and £11.25 in advance, and I've seen mention of £13 on the door. More information can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk. What is also worth mentioning is here, well, slightly closer to home, there is a benefit for Sophie Lancaster, the girl who was murdered in 2007 for basically looking quite goth or looking quite different. Now, there's been a lot of information about a lot of benefits and things about basically trying to raise awareness of about people who look different. Certainly, most of the goth crowd seem to appreciate they get quite a bit of stick for just looking a bit different. So, there's to highlight this, there's a benefit for Sophie Lancaster. This is at the Hole in the Wall in Hebden Bridge on Sunday the 8th of November, and it's featuring Kanye West and BTB's own little brother, says the piece of paper in front of me. I'm not quite sure what that means, but there you go. That should be good. It's always good to raise money for good causes and raise awareness. Right. That's far too much chatting for me now. I think I need to plough on with the tunes. And this one is, it's slightly connected to one I've already played already. I've already played Zombie Girl with Halloween. Now, this is Comar Commando. Of course, both bands share Sebastian Comar, who was also in Icon of Carl many years back. So, yeah, why not? A bit of stompy stuff from him.
Area.
Do you hear? connection. This is what you get when you made the decision you made to corrupt us. This is your justice. Nothing outside of your world is so careless. Yeah.
was Aria with Bad Lists from Heart for Ballist. Before that, we had the fantastic Everything Goes Cold with the Out Out remix of Fail, which I believe I got my hands on. It was a free download off their website for a short time. It's a very good mix, and it might appear somewhere on a CD one day, I don't know, but I'm glad I got that download when it was available. And before that, we had Comor Commando with Love Your Neighbour from Das EP, a nice stompy EP from them. And that was the second Sebastian Comor track played in the show tonight. Well worth mentioning, something I was going to mention in the last link but completely failed to mention, was the track from the Clairvoyant album. I played that track and had only just noticed, I've had this album a couple of weeks now, and I only just noticed there's a logo on the back of the CD case that actually says, no copy protection, respect the music. To be honest, I'm really usually very annoyed by copy protection. I listen to a lot of CDs on my computer at work and things like that, or I rip CDs so I can listen to them on my MP3 player, and copy protection literally just gets in the way of people trying to use the music for valid uses, people who have purchased the music. So it's really annoying, the customers who are the real customers. So it's nice to see no copy protection actually being highlighted on the back of a CD case for once. The fact that it shouldn't need to be there is a bit irrelevant, but it's nice to see at least one record label or band are appreciating the fact that they're going out of the way not to put copy protection on CDs. The other thing I was going to mention that I seem to skip past in the news was Ashbury Heights, a very synth poppy band I play quite a bit on the show, have posted online this week saying the new album that they're making is in post-production. That basically means everything's recorded now, and they're just basically getting all the mixes right, they're doing the final mastering, there's probably all the artwork to sort out, but the actual tracks, the songs, are written and recorded. So that's a good news. It means it's on its way and it can't be too far off. I wouldn't like to even estimate when it might be, though. You never know with these things. But it's good to see that. Good to see progress happening, and hopefully it'll be out soon. And given that in mind, I'm going to play an Ashbury Heights track. Here's Stormbringer.
Raging surfers just a net. There's little reason to applaud such transparent all deception. And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair, just outside there be monsters should not wear. And they tell you to shut your window, and they tell you to comb your hair, cause outside there be monsters and clothes you should not wear. Say that dreams will come to pass, that we will all someday forget. An ambition made of glass, such an arrogant perception. And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair, cause outside there be monsters and loads you should not.
And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair, cause outside there be monsters in clothes you should not wear. And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair, cause outside there be monsters in clothes you should not wear. And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair, cause outside there be monsters in clothes you should not wear. And they tell you to shut your windows, and they tell you to comb your hair.
Well, you have been listening to Daxamulation on BCB 106.6 FM. I've run out of time, and I'm going to leave you with Diffusion Body Code. I hope you tune in a couple of weeks' time. Hope you enjoy it. Good night. We'll be right back.